And, you know, this is actually probably one of my favorite times of the week when I get to start impacting life 24/7. You know, the traffic has to stop when this show starts. Yeah, that's right, Brian Popen. Come on, brother. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And I want you guys to know that tonight's show going to be lit, y'all. I got my boy Brian Popen in the background. Saying hello to all our folks out there on the Impacting Life 24/7 network. I love it that we are on now 12 different platforms around the country. Show being watched and listened to. Most of you folks in the podcast world, you don't watch it, you listen to it. And we thank you for your support of Impacting Life 24/7. Yeah, I brought Brian Popen on just to tell you that even though you've been through the fire, there's some great things going on. Check it out what he says. What'd you say, Black? Can you move a little bit, brother?
Oh, yeah. I like it, man.
You got to get your praise on. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And I'm telling you now that if you've ever wondered what God's purpose for you is in life, you're going to hear about it tonight. And like I say, every night we have a new guest, but you got to get ready to step into some miracles tonight. Step into your miracle. I'm almost feeling like a DJ, y'all. What's up? But I'm not a DJ. I'm a speaker. Yeah, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7. I will get about the business before my sponsors pull all their money away. Tonight is a night of blessing. And my guest, who is a CEO of the Architecture of Blessing, she is a really phenomenal person who has a heart for blessing others. My friend Tara Eusebi is the founder and CEO of Bless. That's right. She's the founder and CEO of Bless. In 2018, she stepped away from a very successful career in corporate America. Y'all know how that is. You know, I speak for corporate America, y'all. She stepped away from a corporate America job to pursue her passion for helping others. The account of her journey has inspired and encouraged countless others to discover their passion and go after their dreams. I am so blessed. When I say blessed, I am so blessed to have in the studio with me, in the virtual studios with me, Miss Tara Eusebi. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you, CL. Thank you so much for having me. What a privilege to be here and to speak to you and your audience. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Well, we're delighted to have you too, Tara. And we're thankful for you and the work that you're doing across the country and around the world. We're believing together that this show will just add more people to this corporation of blessers around the world. Now, listen, one of the things that we do first, and I didn't tell you this in the pre-show because I don't want it to be so predictable, but one thing that we do is we ask, before we start anything else, we ask our guest to tell people how to connect with them. I think that's very, very important, and we're going to ask for that throughout the show. So, Tara, tell America how they can find you on all different platforms.
Sure. You can find me on Facebook at Tara Eusebi. Also, anywhere you find at Bless mobile app, you will find me, Tara Eusebi, the founder and chief blesser of Bless. And you can also email me at Tara E at bless-app.com. And ultimately, when you get on Bless, the Bless app, which we will be talking about tonight, you will connect with me because I message every single new user to let them know how grateful I am that they're there.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, please connect with my sister in Christ and friend on Bless. And you can go to, Greg's got it in the chat there for those of you that are watching us live. You can go to www.bless-app.com. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so you're going to find her. And listen, it is so cool about this whole apparatus that you that the Lord has given you to propel his mission around the world. But before we get into that, kind of give us a nugget. I'm going to unpack more of your corporate world in a bit. But just give us an introduction of who Tara Eusebi is and tell us how you got to where you are today.
Oh, that's fun. So, you know, I mean, just the normal everyday person, you know, just wanting to please God. Ultimately, I was born in Southern California. I grew up in the northern part of California in a more rural area. I like to call it the country up there. So I had some country upbringing and then moved back to Southern California about 10 years ago now. So I feel like I've had like a real well-rounded upbringing with country life and now back in the city. And, you know, I love God and I at one time didn't love people, but now I really love people. There's just been such a shift in me with regard to humanity and compassion for people. And so that's me, just kind of simple, you know?
Yeah, that well, you know, I think sometimes we overcomplicate things, and simple is good. You know that, Black, simple is good. So I'm going to let Black, let me open the first question, and then we'll just kind of go around the room, because I am blessed to have also with me in the virtual studios Mr. Mike Black, and you guys have seen him the other day. I've seen him for over 20 years. He's been one of my closest friends and confidants, and the reason why he's starting to co-host with me is because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I love y'all, and I love people too, Tara, but I can't be in this chair every night, y'all, okay? Just get ready. I am only 15, 20 minutes from the beach, and sometimes at 8 o'clock, I can't be stuck to this chair. So Mike, who is a very proficient and efficient host, is going to be helping us as we move along. Our network is expanding so much. We've brought on 5 people on our staff, and so we're really just watching, as you say, God bless us, Tara. And so we're thankful for you, Mike. But I want to ask you, because this is important as we start this journey. What were you doing in the corporate world? And how was that, you know, how was that life? And then, you know, the tipping point in which you left. What were you doing?
Sure. So, you know, I was an operations manager was my title. I was working for a manufacturer and distributor of animal feed ingredients, like the micro ingredients that go in animal feed, nothing related to what I do now. I think oftentimes it's that way, but there was a tremendous amount of preparation that was going into my life being there that I didn't know was preparing me for where I am today. So I want to encourage anyone listening at whatever stage you're at, just realize, even though it might not make any sense, there's purpose behind it. There's character being built, that kind of thing that that you will find will carry you to that next place. And so, yeah, I mean, I was an operations manager, but I was doing sales, HR, hiring, firing people, all of the unpleasant and the pleasant parts of business, and really helping the CEO of the company to get his feet wet here in America. He had come from another country to introduce his country here. I helped him get his business started, not knowing anything about starting a business. So all of that obviously played a part in what was to happen. But I had no foresight at the time that I would be an entrepreneur. Didn't really know how to pronounce the word or spell it.
I still can't spell it.
Like many of us are like, what? And, you know, but there's something there. There's something there. Prior to that, I mean, it was just random jobs. I mean, I grew up, I tried to be a good kid in school. I had a lot of attention, a lot of being on the wall for talking out of turn and acting out. And I went to junior college and didn't have any real sight set on where I was headed. I kind of had this leaning toward art, but Just nothing clicked, you know? And right. So I graduated after 3 years with an associate's degree in general education and held a little job here and a little job here. But the last one I had, I was making more money than I had ever made, had made it into the six figures. And then it all changed. It all changed one day. Yeah.
So, man, she's talking my language, Black, because, you know, as me being, and you as well, being six-figure income earners, one of the things that can hold people back from fulfilling their true calling and purpose and destiny is money. And I talked to somebody about this today. I said, you know, the more money you make, you can hear more clearly the clanging of the shackles to your employer. Now, nobody's out here trying to tell you, don't you guys come back and say, CL King, I'm suing you for making me quit my job. Here's what I am telling you, though, that there are so many people out there that are listening to me, that listen to us all year long, that have something burning inside of them. It's just like, you know, I can imagine this, Tara. People probably looked at you walking away from an income like that, walking away from a prestigious position, walking away from a corporate position, and saying, girl, what are you doing?
Yes. You know, but here's a key. When you do something like this, you don't tell everybody. You keep it very safe. You keep it very close to your heart, and you tell only those you need to tell.
Wow.
And you keep it like a newborn baby, or like a baby in the womb. And I'm not a mother. I don't have any children, but Bless was like this for me, where you're carrying this seed, and you know you need to protect it. And you know, the more people you tell, the more risk there is of abortion, right? You know that this idea could be aborted if you tell too many people, because everyone has an opinion and everyone will tell you you're crazy. Like, are you nuts? Thankfully, I have family that, they know how to walk by faith. They know how to hear God. So these were pieces of my life that were, I couldn't have done this without that, like having that foundation on the inside. So I don't recommend to anybody just upping and leaving, because you have a burn. You have to know, you have to have a knowing, like, you know that you're alive, that this is what you're supposed to do. And once you have that, then don't let anything stop you. And it doesn't mean it's easy, because you have your own battle in your mind of what thought, you know, these thoughts, like, you've got bills to pay, you've got a family that you're responsible for, and on and on and on, right? So there's a million excuses and a million reasons to not do it. But when you have that, and it's so big on the inside, you just can't turn away from it. That's what happened to me.
That's right. And, you know, Mike, we've watched people, you know, dabble in that arena and find out that they wasn't supposed to be there. So it's very important. She gave us some great insights. What are your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted, Tara, if you could just tell the listeners, how long did it take you, you know, to come to that step out in faith moment, and share with the viewers, you know, because I know in my heart there's somebody out there, and I know you can speak directly to them.
Sure. You know, it was in 2017 that I was asked the question that changed my course. It was such a simple question, but literally it was so impactful. It was, what is your passion? What is it that you ultimately want to do? And I'm in the midst of this job where I'm making more money than I had, but still not feeling satisfied, still feeling like there is something more than this. You know, like, you have that, you, like, I've tried different things and nothing's clicking. Like, there's just, I know there's got to be more. And as soon as I was asked that question, I just answered without hesitation. And I said, you know, if I could do anything, I would just go bless people. And I started to list off all the people I would go and help if I didn't have to go to work that day. And then I ended up going off to work that day, like we do. Right. But that started to take root on the inside of me. And it actually wasn't too long, Mike. I mean, you all might be surprised. So I think that was November, December of 2017. By February of 2018, I would be turning in my resignation notice. So, I mean, some people sit on this stuff for years, decades. But this became so big on the inside. And I knew that I couldn't do both. I knew that, because I'm a loyalist, like, if I'm working for you, then I'm doing it as unto the Lord, and you get everything. So I can't give you everything and give Bless everything. So it had to be one or the other for me. And I knew what God was calling me to do and leading me out, but it still wasn't easy because I was like, okay, I want to know the day and I want to know the hour that I'm supposed to put this resignation notice in. I need a sign. I mean, I want a real sign. I want a physical, like, this is when you need to do it, day and hour. And no, that wouldn't happen. And later on, I learned, the Lord spoke to me and he said, the moment that you submitted that resignation notice was the right moment. It was when your faith was at its peak. So because he had already given me permission to leave. Right. It was just me getting to the place where I was ready to do it. And that was the right moment.
So, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Impact Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I'm with my co-host, Mike Black, and we're joined in the studio with Tara Eusebi. Now, I'm doing pretty good, Tara, right? That's twice now that I've gotten your name right. Tell us again where people can find you at. I see it right here. It's bless-app.com. And really, the next phase of this and kind of, you know, okay, you turned in your resignation and you knew God was with you. But did you have the framework already established in terms of the app? Was it already set? Had you been just blessing people on your own? And then you said, okay, I need to make this so that others can do it. How did that evolve?
Yeah, so neither of those, actually. So when I turned in the resignation notice, I mean, I had a planned week off. I took a week off to recalibrate. And then when I came back, end of February, I hit the ground running. To really just find out what's the plan here. So while I was working in corporate America, the idea started coming. So part of the process was doing what I could with what I had at the moment. So I was still working in corporate. One of the very first things that I did while I was working was I got the Bless logo trademarked. You know, you just take these baby steps of doing what you can with what you have, where you're at. And so this was the progression toward this. So by the time I was doing research, spending my time gaining knowledge, like how am I going to go? I didn't know how to design an app. I don't have that kind of experience at all. And so just doing what I could do with what I had. And then when I left out, then I was able to focus full throttle on Bless, and it just started to come. It was like a download. And I began to design. And then it was just all progressive. It was taking these baby steps. See, a lot of times we get these visions, we have this passion, we have these ideas, and they're so big and we're intimidated by it. And we think, well, I got to wait until this is in place or I've got this much money before I can do anything. No, you can literally start right now with what you have, taking a baby step toward it. This is how this has come about. This is how Bless will continue and actually get to fulfill the whole vision of what God has for this.
You know, that's interesting because she continues to say, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're tuning in, this is Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, with my co-host, Mr. Mike Black. She continues to say that you can deal with what you have. And I have the vision of the prophet coming to the woman. And here's what he asked her. He said, "What do you have in your house?" He didn't say, what could you go get? He didn't say, what credit card could you? He said, what do you have in your house? And she says, all I got is this little bit of oil, right? This is all I got. And he worked with what she had. And the amazing thing is that Tara left and she didn't have everything all in place, but she worked with what she had along the way. And sometimes that is the true measure of faith. God, you know, I don't see all of it. I don't see the end. I don't see even the middle or the beginning hardly, but I'm going to work with what I have. What's your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that, I think that that's everything you said. I mean, you almost stole the thunder from me. So, I did have a question for Tara though. And you kind of spoke to it, the aha moment, you know, that God gave you about Bless, you know, and you're just in the beginning, but where do you see this going and how big do you see this get? I know God's, you know, got a lot in store for you, but where do you see this going? I mean, yeah, it's just, I know you're at the beginning stages of it again, but can you tell the listeners out there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can see it going big. It's going to be so big. Bless will be global. It'll be a household name. Everyone will know it. I see it as a place where people can go throughout the world, because it is for all humanity. They can go, they can share their needs of any kind. If you need a helping hand, someone to talk to, whatever it might, maybe you need clothes, maybe you need food, maybe you just need someone else to cook you a hot meal, whatever it might be, a ride to the store, you can share your needs on Bless. You can also offer help. There are so many people out there that want to help others, but they don't know how. So we see this being a platform where in communities throughout the world, people are coming together to help one another. I mean, there's really no limit to this. But beyond the app, because the app is really cool, it's really great, and it's going to do a lot, it's going to change a lot of lives. But we have in the works already will be community resources that are integrated into Bless, where people can go and find viable resources. If they're in a state of need that the community itself can't help with, they'll be able to find help. Other for-profit and nonprofit organizations that are offering free services can be a part of community resources on Bless for free. So this is actually a way that we're partnering with businesses and for-profit and nonprofit out there that want to help the community. They can do that. Beyond that, we'll have Bless for desktop eventually. We want everyone to have access to this platform. And then beyond that, there'll be Bless supply houses, where if people have items that they just maybe don't have time to give person to person, they just want to give to Bless, they can do that. Bless can then distribute. People can come and just buy with no money and get what they need. And you'll see Bless trucks in every community making deliveries. And this just kind of goes on and on and on, guys. I mean, this sucker is huge. It's global. It's really making an impact as we work to retrain humanity, to remind people that we need each other. We work better together. And really, we are the best help for humanity.
Man, she's talking good, ladies and gentlemen. As you guys know, this is CL King at Impacting Life 24/7. I am joined by Tara Eusebi. You can find her and her amazing app at Tara. You can find her also on multiple places, but look at blessed-app.com, and you can basically get anywhere from there. She's got such a tremendous spirit and heart behind what she's doing. And one of the things that I think endeared us to her, I think when we did the pre-interview, because ladies and gentlemen, we pre-interview anyone who comes on this show. We believe and bringing the absolute best to you. And so we don't just, there's 45 people waiting in the queue to get on this show, y'all. And I can't let all 45 on because they're not a fit. We are so passionate about bringing you people that are making an impact. We're not just going to have any Tom, Dick, and Harry on this show. Okay. So let me tell you this. She said that we are better together. That's exactly right, Greg. And now, I'm not trying to unravel the whole scenario that we are in right now. I know that we have been in a posture as a country for a long time. It seems like it's too long. It's going on and on and on. And I'm ready to get on back to normal. I think some of you are too. Probably, hopefully, most of you. The very nature of this pandemic, though, kind of runs counter to what our true purpose is. You know, stay away from one another, 6 feet or more. Don't be in gatherings. Don't shake nobody's hand. Don't you dare hug. Get away. Blah, 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 blah. We weren't created to be that way, y'all. Okay. And I support the science of being safe and all of that. But I've also talked to you folks that, man, we need one another. And I think we've gotten so COVID conscious with our masks and digging holes in the ground to hide that we've forgotten, oh boy, here goes King, he about to lose his mind. We've forgotten that there's a world out there that still is operating and needs people. You said we're better together, Tara. Now, there was a point in your life where you couldn't stand people. So what changed?
That's so true. It's almost embarrassing to say, but I think a lot of people can relate, you know. We develop real critical spirits about people and just have this judgmental attitude toward other people. For me, what I ultimately realized is that I was critical of myself and I didn't like me. And until you realize who you are and that there's a God out there that created you to be who you are and that you appreciate that, you don't become prideful over it. You know, I really endeavor to stay humble because, like, seriously, being on a mission to change the world is nothing that Terry Eusebi can do on her own. There is no way. But this is the mission he's put me on, and I know he's equipped me for it. And it's not that I'm prideful in that. It's confident in who's backing me. Right. And so when I come to realize that, look, wait a minute, I'm not so bad. I mean, there was a time when I remember saying, like, I don't even want to go on a trip because I'll be there. You know, like, that's not a good place to be with yourself. But I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Right.
And once you develop this appreciation for yourself, even if you're unclear of where you're destined to go, like, that was me. Like, I didn't know, but I had a real space of time in my life, a good couple of years where I didn't have friends. You know, it was like learning to love me and then learning to love others. And then, like, it has flipped big time. I mean, now it's like to a point where I just have such compassion and empathy toward people. And there's still challenging moments, but when you can work to be better on the daily, which is what I endeavor to do, it always gives us opportunity to just have more compassion toward people and realize, like, look, until you've literally walked in their shoes, you don't know what they're going through.
Mike, what is your interpretation of a blessing in terms of, like, when you bless somebody, how does that affect you, my brother, Mike?
Definitely. I think when you bless somebody, it's organic, number one. And number two, in the spirit, you know, God speaks to you and says, hey, tell someone a kind word, call someone on the phone, encourage somebody. Do something random, nice for somebody. I mean, I think sometimes people just overcomplicate it, and it's not that complicated. I mean, you hit on CL about COVID, where people are not talking to nobody or not shaking hands, you know. And I think that as things normalize, Tara said it too, you know, we have to kind of get back to the normalcy of things, but it's the little things. I mean, it's just being faithful in those little things. It don't have to be no big parade. I mean, it's organic, it's intentional, and it is that love of people, and just showing God's kindness and showing God's love, man. It's not something that's so overly complicated. I think as humans, we complicate it, but for sure, that's what I think about when you bless somebody. And when you bless somebody, you end up getting blessed double.
That's for sure.
That's how it works.
Now, it is the 9 o'clock hour, so we got to bless our blessers too, there, Mike. And so
yes, sir.
We're just taking a quick pause to recognize our sponsors. We have a growing number of sponsors that are helping us with this show because, ladies and gentlemen, I'll just be honest with you. When we first started, it wasn't nothing. It was just a jackleg back room, didn't know what we was doing program that nobody wanted to listen to. But as we continue to be faithful and God continued to bless, the show grew, and we had to bring on different architecture to help the show be a quality show. Now, like I said, there's 40 people waiting to be on the show, and we can't get to all of them all of the time. And so we put on a quality show. We have quality tools and equipment that help. And so people are just blessing us through their sponsorship. Our gold sponsors, they get a commercial at the 9 o'clock hour on our show every time, as long as they're a sponsor. If I have 100 blessers or 100 gold sponsors, I'll have to break it up a little bit. But Greg Smith, who is the author of 100 Simple Ways, How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room, he has a book out. And I want you guys to go and get that book because it's not just about property and evidence. It's also about leadership and life practical applications. Get your copy of this book by reaching out to Greg Smith on Facebook. You can find him at Gregory Smith, or you can email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Also, Michelle Perry, founder of the Successful Diligence Company, LLC. She just spoke to our Leadership Institute today, did a fabulous job. She's also the host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she's a best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book, her best-selling book at www.successfuldiligence.com. Adrienne Barker, who's going to be on our show here shortly, she's a gold sponsor. She's the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast. She's a life and coach and the CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. So I'd like for you to connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Additionally, CL King Group Incorporated is a sponsor, a gold sponsor. And we also have added Miss Colleen Jackson of V103. She's donated a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to be giving away throughout the year at the events that we do. So that's just the commercial break that we do, ladies and gentlemen. And since they don't pay nobody else to do it, I do it. And that's just kind of the way it works. So thank you for all of our sponsors out there. There's three levels of sponsorship. Some people would ask, how much is it? Well, we've got $1 million sponsor, then a $1.5 million, then a $2 million. That's the way we'd really like to have it, right, Tara? But really, our sponsors are $1 a month, $5 a month, and $15 a month. So that's it. And we're just believing that every little bit that people can help us is really helping us along the way. And each one of those has a category. So Tara, listen, here we are. You finally say, okay, I'm leaving. And we're talking about all of that. And you left your corporate job. And we talked about that. And we understand God's purpose. And we talked about that. But now help us get in the lab with creating the app. Because that is, everybody and their mother has an app now. There's an app for everything. So talk about that journey of creating it and how, some of the pluses, deltas, hills, and valleys that you went through.
It was actually quite easy in a sense. It was really a download. Like, honestly, I like to relay it like as Moses on the mountain getting the instructions for the tabernacle. That's literally how this journey has been for me. And I found that I wake up earlier now than I ever did when I went to work outside of the house. And I spend that first time just before the throne seeking God, because what I've realized, CL, is that he actually has the plan, and it's very detailed. If you read it in Exodus, what he did with the, it's amazing. I've just been reading it recently, just jaw drop going, Lord, you're doing the same thing with bless. You've got it from A to Z,
right.
Everything, every step. So it's been that time.
Talking about
taken.
The tabernacle, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been that time taken, to really just lean in and get this download from him, and he supplies it. There was a period of time though, right at the beginning, I thought, you know what? I didn't have a development team to do this. I thought maybe I should learn to code. And yeah. I learned real quick. I couldn't even learn Spanish that well. So I'm definitely not doing the coding.
Mike, could you speak any Spanish, brother?
No.
No hablé español, right? That's about all I can tell you. So it was a download. So then how did you bring it to fruition?
So the way I brought it to fruition is God led me to a team and I took some steps here. You take steps, you do what you think you should do. And then if the door shuts, you just let it shut and you keep going. And he divinely really connected me with a team that has the heart of this, I think is the primary thing. And we've been working together now, gosh, going on more than three years. And again, they just have the heart for it. So they do all the making it work, but all the user interface that you see on Bless, I actually designed myself, and they do the part to make it actually function.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that this is really cool, this is really kind of a first for our show. We've had various guests on here and folks have sent me their books and I try with everything I have to promote other people. And that's really the purpose of our show. But, When we talked in the pre-show, the pre-interview with Tara, I said, okay, give me the information of where Bless is. And so Mike and I went immediately, I think within the same day or so, and we said, we're going to download this thing and we want to get a part of this revolution. So Mike and I are not only just having somebody on, and Greg and the rest of our team, we're not just having somebody on this talking about something that we really are just kind of like, okay, let's just get this over. But we are blessed participants too. We've downloaded the app and the app is really, really cool. I was thinking about sharing my screen with you all, but it's not fair to my podcast audience, so y'all ain't gonna get to see it. You would have to go there. I want to drive you there. All they got to do is go to the App Store, right? Are you on Apple and Android?
Yeah, Apple app and the Google Play Store. Look up Bless. If you can't find it by just Bless, Bless Uniting Humanity, you will find it, the black and white logo.
Yep, it's a black and white logo with a beautiful word, Bless, on there. And so there's various features that you've got. Kind of walk us through a few of the features, Tara, if you will.
Sure. You know, one of the main things with Bless was wanting to make sure that people are protected and that there's a level of trust that's built through the app. You know, when you're sharing needs and helping people, you want to make sure you're safe. And so we actually put in place a program called Vouch for Me, where every person that gets on Bless can actually have other people, whether they're on Bless or outside of Bless, vouch for them. And the more people that vouch for you, the better. This just builds a level of trust and community within the app. So that's a really cool feature that you're not going to find. There's very little accountability on other platforms. So this is something that's really important.
You know,
have.
And let me just interject real quick, because I'm a part of a couple different organizational groups that are good groups. I think me and you met on one of them, the podcast collab group, of which I am a huge fan of. But I had talked to our group leader about something like that. And that is really, really good. In other words, like if I was a host, I would love for you to vouch for what kind of show I have. You know what I mean? Like, you could give me a rating, and that's really good, because truthfully, you know, that information is valuable. When I go to a restaurant or go to a hotel, I check that out. And so giving somebody a voucher and vouching for their credibility is good.
That's right. It's important. And so we need it. So the fact that you can send those requests to people via text or email, they don't have to download Bless to do it, I think is even better. So there's really no excuse. It's just a matter of retraining people to understand this is part of this process. So when you share a need or you offer help, people can see you're legit. You know, we don't want anyone to be scammed through the app, because we know what kind of world we live in. So that's just an extra measure we've taken to try and help people with the safety of the app.
So let me just interject for those of you that, of course, if you're listening to the podcast, you've been listening the whole time, but we do this different, y'all. We live. So for those of you tuning in, passing through, this is Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. And I am live here in the studio with my guest host, Mike Black, as well as our guest, Tara Eusebi. And she is the CEO and chief blesser at the Blessed Corporation. She's created, someone just said they downloaded the app, Jaheim Preacher Man Royster. So we want to welcome you to the Blessed community. I think we should just flood the blessed world, ladies and gentlemen, because listen, and Black, I'll let you ask another question in a second. I just want to tell you this, and I told you this before, but I'm going to do it again, okay? I have been trying to do this throughout this COVID epidemic, where I go into Walmart on the weekends. I have a little more money on the weekend than I do in the week. And I go into the store and I just let the Lord tell me who I'm supposed to buy their groceries for. Who's ever in the line, or whoever he says, that's what I do. And I have my team with me and we film it. And some people say, well, I just, and I'm just listening. Listen, guys, listen with your spirit. Don't listen with your ego. I film it so that I can share it with you to inspire you to do the same thing. I don't film it so that you can say, who does King think he is? I want to keep my money, but the Lord told me to do it. And if we can make that infectious and contagious, and if we can create a blessing concept that says, you know what, it's not all about me. It is about, man, the last time I did it, I hurt because I was broke. And the Lord said, oh, no, she the one. Because, look, here's what happened. And listen, we can take the show longer if we need to. I was already in the line to check out, and the old lady jumped in front of me. I was hot. I was burning up. And God said, she the one. Oh, yeah, you got to pay for, you mad at her, and now you got to pay for all her groceries too, brother. So I paid for her groceries, and she gave me a hug like I had never received in my life. This little old lady, she hugged me so she couldn't believe it. I said, she was fumbling, trying to find some cash. And I said, you know what, sir, that's on this card right here. She said, are you serious? And she just, it was like, we broke all COVID protocols. And that's what the, that's what the love of God will do. So, right. Mike, what's your question, brother? I'm sorry, I stole the show.
That's all right. Hey, so, Tara, I know that you, you know, definitely a church over there in sunny Southern California, right? And, but do you find that a lot of churches, you know, nowadays, a lot of churches are doing the small groups, especially because of COVID and the virtual or whatever, but do you find that you're able to kind of interject that, your app, and has there been any feedback that you're willing to share with the audience on that?
Sure. You know, Bless is actually a great tool for churches. Part of the reason why it's a great tool for churches is because it's for all humanity. So this gives us an opportunity as believers to not just preach Jesus, but actually be like him and meet tangible needs of people, whether it's actually a material thing or just being available to be kind to them. I mean, we were talking earlier how just simply messaging someone through the app, I've had opportunity after opportunity to make an impact. They're just shocked by the kindness. Why? Because I'm taking a moment to step outside of me and give it to them, and it's genuine and they can feel it. And so we always think it has to be money or this way or that way that we help, but it's not true. So just to kind of interject that, you know, real quick, but churches can actually use Bless. They can create a private group on Bless if they want for their congregation, for their church membership to be a part. This is powerful for pastors because instead of having to meet the needs of the people in your church, now you're turning it over to the body to help one another. And then they can reach out into the community to meet the needs of the people and bring them into the church. I'm telling you, this, and it's a pure platform. It's a free gift. There's no charge for Bless. There are no ads to distract from its purpose and content. This is for people to use, not for us to collect your data to resell. We do not do it.
Ladies,
you'll
just
see it when you go in the app store.
Stop. I'm just wanting to tell you, she said a pure platform, and I can confirm that because I am a Bless user as well as Black. Greg, I hope that you've I hope that you downloaded my brother and get it on your phone because it is truly a blessing. I would ask all of our staff to download the Bless app. Danny and Katrina, I'd love for you guys to get on here, and we want to lead by example, and we want to be a part of this. I told Tara, she's establishing ambassadors, Bless ambassadors throughout the country, and I told her that I wanted to be one to help, you know, really spread this message of, hey man, we're going to intentionally bless people. And so you're right, Black. I think looking at it from in the faith community, regardless of denomination or whatever, man, look at what a tremendous app that could be. That, you know, you got an organic option where you can just have your church in a private group, and then you guys can also be a part of the group at large, and the church can be seeing all of this ministering in, that's what's called in reach and outreach. So that's a very powerful piece of that. And so I like that question, Black, and I think we should, as men of faith, maybe look at an opportunity to show this to our congregations. And you know, if you're listening out there live, or if you're listening to our podcast, I want you to connect with Tara at bless-app.com. You can find her on all different social media outlets, but you know, just look up Tara UCB, but she is Tara the Bless Queen. One of the things that I would like to do is, man, if people want to contact us, if you want to just reach out to us, clkingspeaker.com, we can set up some personalized time with you and Tara. I really want to make this like a legit deal, y'all, where we don't just watch another person come along with an amazing idea, amazing opportunity, and we're just like, that's nice. That's because let me tell you, the first church, and I know I'm not the guest here, but I am the host. The first church did exactly what you're doing, Tara. The first church, yes. After Jesus left and ascended, and he left them, and the Holy Ghost came, and they were in house to house daily, and they all had things in common, and they took care of one another's needs. They blessed each other. And that's very powerful. So a few other things here you can create. So it's like basically a community format. You can create posts, share needs, vouch for me, bless. You got groups. So it's a you built it with a user-friendly concept in mind, huh, Tara?
Well, definitely, because it's for people. So you can share. It's really the whole purpose of the platform is about sharing your needs and offering help and then being able to reflect on all the blessings taking place around you. You know, so it's focused. This isn't political. This isn't what you're having for lunch. This isn't just venting. This is for needs, meats, and blessings. This is the point of this. Everyone qualifies because we all have a need of some sort.
Right.
Or maybe you want to help somebody, or maybe you just want some good news. It covers all the bases. So my targeting market is the world, every person in it.
I said, man, she got 7 billion, baby. She got 7 billion.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Greg. Greg's reaching out to folks and talking to them, and we're going to continue to do that. Bonita Bernie Simmons, who is a gospel recording artist, one of our friends, I think she's a part of our Leadership Institute. I really just want to share this. I'm going to tag a lot of our preacher friends after this is done and send this to them. This could be a really, really great, I'm not saying it could be, it is a great opportunity for folks to be a part of the blessing architecture. Now, so the way it starts, though, just give us kind of an idea of how it works, because there's some parameters and then you can change the parameters. How does that work?
So Bless is based on working with your local community. So when you get in the app initially, by default, you'll see posts in your feed within a 50-mile radius of where you signed in. So sometimes because we're growing, you know, we're new, we're just about to be 2 years old is all. So we're just like a little toddler out there, still in diapers. but you can actually change and adjust that radius so that you can see and interact with posts around the world. And you do it right through filters. You know, it's simple to do it. Actually, it'll tell you that if there aren't any posts in your feed, how you can adjust that. And then also when you're on groups on Bless, you can interact and help people and give to people throughout the world with whoever is in your group. So there are multiple ways that you can work outside of your local community. But I hope you all can see there's coming a day when the needs, meets, and blessings feeds are overflowing in every community throughout the world, and people are coming together to help one another.
Boy, did you hear that, Mike? I was about to take up an offering, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, cue the music. I mean, let's collect the money right there.
And, you know, one other thing that I love that you got going on is, and Tara won't say this, ladies and gentlemen, because she's just that kind of lady. And I know that when she started this and got the ball rolling and she followed the will of God, it was really a lot on her and a lot of her funding, a lot of her sweat equity and financial equity went into this. And I said, you know, Tara, we want to make sure that people can help, because everyone thinks, well, it's a free app. Yes, I understand that. And I talk about this from the perspective of she, even though she is doing this to reach the world, it still takes revenue to keep it going, y'all. Okay, you got to understand that. People think my show is just, we just happen to sit here and it's free and there's nothing to it. I pay 9 different entities to make this whole thing work every single month. It comes out automatically. 9 different points to make this show work. People think, oh man, King's just got his phone up there. And no, that's not, it doesn't work like that. So I want us to reach out to Tara. I don't know if I necessarily want to be a part of the blessed community, but I want to bless Tara to help her with her work. You can go to bless-app.com. I would love for everyone that if the Lord puts it on your heart to go to bless-app.com, and we're going to be behind you. I know the Impacting Life 24/7 is going to be behind you. But we believe in this so much, Tara, that we already got you coming back. We already got you pre-scheduled for another show, because I think sometimes you say it the first time and people are just listening. But then when you say it the second time, they're like, okay, so you want me to act? Maybe we might have to have you the third time to get everybody to sign up, but we'll do it because I truly believe in this blessed movement. So now, how hard is it going to be? Black, did you have a question? I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Okay. How hard is it going to be to get us on the desktop version? Is that going to be a pretty big undertaking?
That's going to be a huge undertaking. You know, I've started some of the design of that. But I need to work more diligently on it. It's on the list to do, but there are so many other factors. Like, we also want to see Bless in multiple languages, because we are reaching the world. I actually have ambassadors in Africa and in India, which, again, I haven't even rolled this out, and I've got them that they want to be a part. So as you can see, there's just tons of steps, but Bless for Desktop is going to be a huge undertaking. But I know the right timing will come for that, and the supply will be there. And just to chime in, if you do want to give, we've had a lot of people that have come to me going, you know, hey, we love what you're doing. You're a for-profit company, not currently generating revenue. We want to give toward this. So last year we actually rolled out Bless Supply, and you can go to the website, bless-app.com, and actually give to Bless Supply. That money will go to propel the vision forward. It helps with the monthly tech support and these other things that we're doing. And it also goes to bless people, which there's nothing like it.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this. We just, you're out there in the West. I don't think you got snow when Houston did. But I thought about that. I said, you know, we're here, lovely Eastern Carolina. I think it was 80 degrees today. And I thought about that, man. I said, I missed an opportunity. You know, if somebody says, well, I don't know who to go, man, there is always an opportunity to bless someone. I thought about it. I said, man, I should have reached out to some contacts out there in Houston and paid for some cases of water just to do my part. And I'm thinking about Eastern Carolina, but man, when I see my brothers 17 hours away, frozen over, the houses flooded, pipes bursting, man, I want to be a part of that too. And really, I think we are talking about creating a culture of intent, right? Right, Tara?
Absolutely. You know, really wanting to retrain humanity to give on purpose with purpose, to change lives and impact generations. It's so much different than the get rid of mentality where we want to purge and just get rid of things. Like, we have to realize there's power in what we have, whether it's material or whether it's the gift and talent on the inside of us, whether it's just taking time outside of yourself to listen to someone else, to send them a kind message. You might not even know them. It can save their life. I've watched it happen through the app so many times where I can't meet their need, but I reach out because I care and I want to hear more of their story. And when you do that, they're just moved. Their hearts are touched by this. This is what humanity is about. This is really interwoven into each one of us. We just have to learn again to lean into that and yield to it and then start doing it. You know, Bless works the best when you use it. That's what I love about it, because you don't have to wait for people to share needs. You can offer help the way you want to help anytime through the app.
Wow, it's so cool. And I'm going through some certifications. I know you had asked me a question offline before, but I'm going through some certifications that will give me the opportunity to help people one-on-one in a more dynamic capacity. And I will offer those services through Bless for free. I ain't offering it to all y'all for free, but I will offer it through Bless for absolutely free, because I want to be a part. I want to be a giver. And you know, some people think, like you said, well, it's all about, you know, is it a dollar amount? I can give my words. I can give my compassion and my understanding. Mike is a psych. Are you a psychology major? What kind of major are you, Black?
Psychology major. Yeah,
he's a psychology major, but he's an amazing counselor. And I know that there are people that, you know, who may be just having a bad day. Mike does it for me. Sometimes he'll just send me a message when I'm having a bad day. I'm looking at my analytics. Nobody listening to me. Nobody cares about impact. I'm just having a woe is me pity party, right? And Black will send me a message saying, hey, man, how you doing, killer? That alone is enough, because it says somebody cares. You know, and I let me just speak to the church community real quick, because you guys know I work with a lot of you, that it is not always just about who comes through your church doors that needs to know that you care. It is not always just about who puts money in your offering plate that needs to know that you care. I've talked to you folks already about people sitting on your pews that you don't even talk to. It is time for us to grab hold of the architecture that Miss Tara Eusebi from California has brought so eloquently to our show on Impacting Life 24/7. It is time for us to be a blessing. So now what I'm going to do, as we are 3 minutes away from them pulling a lever and my chair going down in the floor, I'm just teasing. I always turn this over to my guests close to the end of the show. And why do I do that? I turn it over to them because I want them to speak to our audience. And, you know, the music's going to start and there's nothing I can do about that. But I will say this, that Tara Eusebi has a heart for people. She didn't used to have a heart, but she does now. And Tara, I want you to take this moment, take your liberty, and I want you to speak to the country, speak to America, and speak to the world. Speak your heart, speak a word of encouragement. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much. You know, everyone out there listening, if you have a dream, a passion on the inside of you, and you know it, then I just encourage you to run with it. Take a step tonight. You know, you can do this right away, a baby step toward it, to make it, to realize it, to see it come to pass. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So I just encourage you in that direction. And I invite everyone to come and be a part of Bless. You know, it really is for all humanity. Come and share your needs without judgment, but not without accountability, because we want everyone to be better on the daily. And come and offer help to those in your local community and around the world. We truly do need each other. We definitely are the best help for humanity. And so I just am thankful to UCL and Mike for your time tonight and giving me this platform to share what God has done and how Bless is definitely a revolution that's going to change this world in a big, big way.
Very, very powerful. Jaheim, the preacher man, Royster, joined Bless tonight. And I know there will be many others that will. And Tara will reach out to you and connect with you. She's so compassionate, so organized, too. The app is very well put together. You're on top of it. I love your post that you send to the group. And so Mike and I are going to be ambassadors here on the East Coast. And just give me the information. Just sign me up. I don't care what it is. I want to be a servant. A lot of people see me in this position and just think that it's all about the lights and cameras and all that kind of stuff. Truly, man, I want to do more off camera than I ever do on camera. So, Mike, any closing thoughts?
It's a great show. Tara, thank you so much for, you know, blessing us. And just you're doing great things, and God's got his hand on you, and praying for you. And thank you, Mr. CL, for having me as a guest host here, or hosting, co-host here. And appreciate it.
Well, listen, y'all, you know, that one of these things about this whole, one of the things about this whole thing is that it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be available. Sometimes people think, well, when I get all this stuff in line, then I will do. No, man, sometimes you just need to be available. You might not have everything together, but being available sometimes is all it takes. Tara Eusebi from California, the chief blesser and CEO at Bless. You can find her, and it's very, very simple, because it's called bless-app.com. Bless-app.com. I want you guys to go there. I want you to go to the App Store. Man, go to the App Store right now and download the Bless app. It's free. They don't keep any of your information. They don't sell any of your information. It's a pure platform. And Tara Eusebi gonna make sure it stays pure, because she is the chief blesser. Tara, we thank you so much for being on our show tonight. We can't wait to have you back. And we look forward to hearing more things about the Bless Network, okay?
Thank you very much. I look forward to it too.
All right. Well, look, we'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great evening.
You too.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Black, you stay right there. That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Praise your way through it. That's right. Bless somebody. We are going to be a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. I have determined that for this show, that I will not bring people on this show that are just looking for a platform to talk. That's not what we're going to do. But if somebody has a heart of impacting someone, we're going to bless them, Black. You hear me?
No doubt, man. No doubt.
That young lady's on fire, brother. She is on fire, man.
She's legit, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, and the way she's done everything is impressive, man. I mean, yeah, her app is tight. You know, it's very easy, functional. I like the fact that you can take it out, you know, more than 50 miles, because when we downloaded, I didn't really see nobody on there because she's way on the West Coast. But
right.
You can expand it out. And then she talked about getting in different languages. Then she talked about stores and going in the community. I mean, she's legit.
And we didn't even talk about her merchandise. I totally forgot. She's got all kind of merchandise for Bless on her website. And I'm going to go there and download some stuff. I probably want to buy that shirt she had on tonight. That was powerful. I love that shirt.
Definitely. She should make a little money too to kind of, and she'll take it and reflip it, you know, make that money. It's accessories and whatnot. So that's good.
Well, what you should do is you should go buy us two shirts. What size should we get though?
Extra small for you. And, I got to get that husky dog.
I'm like, do you got it in tent size, please? Did y'all know?
You know me, I'll be like, how much for the material? Okay, I'll give you $12.68.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Can you give me the COVID discount on this shirt? Because, you know, I done ballooned up a little bit.
No doubt. I mean, there's a stretch in the midsection. I mean, oh man.
So ladies and gentlemen, Brian Popin is the gospel artist you're hearing in the background. We're using his music by permission. We don't just pirate people's stuff, and y'all shouldn't either. Playing people's music without their permission is wrong. And so we reached out to his camp. He was very, very gracious to us. And I want you to reach out to Brian Popin and send him a love offering. You can start blessing right away. Because those artists who travel, like Fred Hammond and all the folks around the world who are gospel artists who can't travel right now because of COVID restrictions, we want to be a blessing to them. So I told him, anytime we use his music, we will let everybody know that Brian Popin will receive an offering, and we want to continue to do that for him. So, Mike, that's it for us today, brother. Tomorrow night, we have Rhino Julie from Arizona coming on the show. You know who Rhino Julie is, Black?
No, I don't.
You have no clue, brother. But Rhino Julie is a beast. She's got three gyms out there in Arizona, and she didn't close us. She kept all of her employees employed throughout COVID. Wow. She found a way to be creative and keep her employees employed.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, man, it just gives me goosebumps every time I think about it. She's got an amazing boot camp that I've been a part of. It's a 5-day accountability thing that's free. It's online. So I can't wait to have Rhino Julie on the show tomorrow. And she's gonna be crushing it. Greg tried, but he couldn't be a part of the 5-day workout thing. Hey, Black, did you ever see the video of me and Greg go to that Muay Thai studio?
No.
Where he was punching the punching bag like a little mosquito. Greg, you know you
I need to see it.
Greg, you know you was punching that punching bag like a little mosquito, brother. That's because he's almost 60, so I'll give him a break. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us here at Impacting Life 24/7. Again, I'm thankful to Mike Black, my friend of 20 years, joining me. I'm thankful for Greg, the executive producer and vice president of CL King Group, making sure everything is good in the background. We're going to continue to reach as many people as we can, impacting one life, one day at a time. So, Mike, I will have you on again soon. I've got another pre-interview at 10 o'clock tonight. So if you want to join me for that, we can talk offline. But I'll be...
you're breaking. Can't hear you. No, I'm just kidding.
People don't understand, man. This is a full-time gig, y'all. So I got a 10 o'clock pre-interview with another person that we're going to potentially have on the show. And we do our due diligence to make sure that they're quality guests, ladies and gentlemen. And Greg and our team has really, really stepped up to help us. If you'd like to become a sponsor, it's very simple. CLKingSpeaker.com, $1 a month, $5 a month, gets you sponsorship on our show and a commercial, $15 a month, helps us give our gear training to at-risk youth for free. So help us out. All you got to do is go to clkingspeaker.com, scroll to the bottom, and you can enroll, and it's conveniently deducted every single month, just like Netflix. All right, Black, I'll holler at you soon, my brother, okay? Hope you have a great night, man.
You too, man.
Thank you, man. Great job.
Have a good night. You-